Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon, so I snuck off to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come upstairs. And I pretended I was sleeping, and I was hoping you.
Hey everyone, it's Rebecca Simpson. I'm here with CrushinOnLou.com. It's a blog, dating relationships blog that I write. And I'm actually getting really addicted to doing these podcasts. And I keep asking people to do them maybe twice in one day, which is what's happening right now. Did one this morning, and now I'm doing one this evening, and it is still St. Patrick's Day. And because of St. Patrick's Day, I decided to invite one of my Irish friends to do the podcast with me. And we are also drinking some Jameson to celebrate the day, so it's like double whammy of celebration of St. Patty's Day. And I'm kind of going off of my topics. I had planned on doing topics based on the blogs I had written in order, but I'm finding that I don't like to follow the order. I kind of want to do my own thing. So, but I went off the topics today and talked about something else. But right now I'm actually going to stick to my rules and talk about a blog that I wrote. I think it was the second or third blog I wrote. And it was about giving compliments. And the guest that I have here with me has actually inspired so many of my blogs and has been so cool about letting me write about him. And when I asked him to be on the podcast with me, I really assumed he would just be like, fuck no, all you do is write about me, shit. But to my surprise, he said he would. So without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest today, which is Jockey Jock. He is someone that I have dated. We have dated and then not dated, and now we're friends. And it's been pretty cool. And we actually met online, which, I've met a couple nice guys online. But he's by far my favorite. So thank you, Jockey Jock, for being here.
Oh, well, thank you. That was a nice intro.
Of course, I'm nice.
Yes, you are.
So the blog that I wrote, and the reason that I wrote it, and it wasn't all about you, but it was when we first started dating or going out, whatever you had, whatever we were. You weren't really super talented with giving compliments, but I have now learned so much more about you and how, like, you give compliments now, and I didn't notice them being compliments earlier.
Yeah.
Because it was more like.
Do you find that with most men, or am I, how would you describe that?
You're so different from.
Okay, so as far as that goes, most men are just willing to hand out compliments left and right, and I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've never been told, or actually I have, but that's a whole other story.
What, you've been told what?
I guess as far as that tying in with a communication issue, compliments. But I, you know, in your own mind, you do things that you would think would be like a compliment.
Okay. So you were told that you had communication?
No. Yeah, I guess it came up. I was married in the past. And
right.
That was, you know, you never do, you know, you go through counseling and, you know, you get to find out that you're a horrible person or vice versa, or, you know.
You're not.
Not me. I'm just saying, right. You know, as you sit in on these and you're like, wow, this has been a horrible whatever experience. Right. But, yeah, so I never did those things.
Right.
But I wasn't completely aware of that. Like, I thought maybe, you know, you get to show in your own way type thing.
Yeah.
So, and I know I've heard my parents talk about that same thing. Like, you know, mom's looking for a compliment and dad details her car and he thinks that's the greatest thing in the world. And
right.
She's like, that's stupid.
Yeah, she's like, I just want you to, you know, say I look pretty.
Exactly.
And yeah, my parents are the same way. I mean, exactly the same way. My mom is, you know, just sweet, positive, quiet. My dad is kind of, you know, all about the rules and army guy and manly man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, would still like cleans all of our cars for us.
Right. Yeah, I've heard you say that.
And, you know, just such a huge, wonderful thing that he does that we all took for granted when we were kids.
And but that's kind of his way of showing you affection.
Totally his way. And
yeah.
Mom has just over the years, you know, learned
figured
and
that out.
Yeah, she figured it out. But it took a long time.
Exactly, yeah.
And Mom's even said that Dad's more romantic
now
than she is.
Oh, really?
Definitely now in their like in their retired years, they're dating
their
again.
Golden years.
Yeah, and they're, they
you
hold
guys
hands.
Got out of the house, so.
Yeah, we're out of there. But they go on dates and hold hands, and they're very affectionate. Because when we were kids, my parents did not show affection to one another, which could be. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say my parents' behavior fucked me up with relationships, but it contributes big time. And, you know, the way my dad
it's your wiring.
Treated my mom, which was he was just quiet. So I never heard my dad say anything to my mom, like that she looked nice or whatever. And I don't know if that's why I crave that or what, but he never complimented me very much either. It would be like, I think he just wanted to keep my ego in check, you know, because
really?
I'd come out in a pretty dress or something for prom or... all the billion stupid dances I went to and stuff, you know, and I'm kind of girly when it comes to that. So I'd come out in my dress and he would just like give me raspberries or whatever and be like, you know, oh, you look homely.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
I
don't know if it's because Mom was so complimentary.
Yeah.
Dad's like, man, I got to keep my kids even keeled or what?
Ugh.
So I don't know. Like, and I don't know if that's why I crave. You know, that attention and that those compliments from the dudes that I like or what. But, you know, a lot of guys will say just the classic lines that bore me, I guess. You know, like, oh, you look so beautiful or, oh, you look pretty. Or I don't know if it's very authentic. I don't know if it's the truth, you know, like.
Well, yeah.
I'd rather have something more creative and personal than I'm pretty.
Yeah, because it shows thought. Yeah, but still, it's kind of like back to basics. Why wouldn't that work? You know, it's not like they're just throwing it out there. And if they are, what's wrong with that too, you know?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It was just that you never said any of it.
Oh.
It was more like, does this guy like me? I don't know what's happening.
Come back to that. Okay.
Back to you. But, you know, and I've learned now, though, and you definitely were, you did give me compliments. It's few and far between, and that's fine.
You make me sound like such a horrible person.
I haven't even got started
on
you.
Let's start
No, I never thought you were a horrible, horrible person. I just wondered if you were into me. Like, I wondered, it made me wonder about that. But then, you know, I've learned things about you since, and I see different ways that you give, you know, quote-unquote compliments.
Yeah.
Or show your affection or show your that you're into me or like me. You're different about it. And it just took me a while to figure that out.
Each person has their own way type thing.
Yeah. But, you know, and I've heard guys say similar things like, you know, that I don't give compliments. So it's like I display this behavior sometimes that I don't realize that I'm not. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to the dude's efforts. You know, like, hey, I went out of my way to do this, 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 and this, and you didn't even say thanks or notice. And,
gotcha.
You know, I didn't realize that I wasn't doing that. I'm usually pretty good, but I think if I'm not into him, maybe I don't.
I could see that.
I don't notice. But, I don't know. I mean, dating's just, it's hard to figure it out. And especially online.
Yep.
And, I mean, I think, you know, the way we met, I mean, I actually contacted you because I had been driving all day and it was a Friday night. I remember it was a Friday and, I got on to POF and I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to flirt around and see what's up. And I scrolled through that section where you can like meet people and, you know, it shows their picture.
Yes.
And you can click on it and you're like, yeah, I want to meet that person. And I didn't know at the time, cause I'd never done that before. That when you click maybe or yes, that it sends you a message. It sends that other person a message. Like notifying them.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I remember when I clicked on your picture, I was like, he's hot. And then I like click into your profile and you had nothing on there really. Nothing.
I'm pretty vague.
There was a few things, but nothing for me to like really grasp onto what your personality might be like. And I looked at a couple of your pictures and I was...
But going back to that, so did you just think it was like, you know, check yes, no, maybe, and it just stays in your head like no one would know?
I didn't know. I did. Well, I knew the yes.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him.
I knew the yes.
In my own mind. Move on.
I thought the yes would send something.
Okay, and then maybe.
But I didn't know that the fucking maybe would.
So I was just a maybe?
No, you weren't a maybe.
All right.
You weren't. You were a yes for sure.
You need to clarify that.
You were a yes.
All right.
But I remember clicking on your pictures and that you had one and I didn't know what the fuck was on your face or your head. And you told me later it was like, what was that? Where were you?
Blowing up my spot over here.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, wasn't paying attention to anything but how you looked is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got it.
And
wearing a you say that and I was wearing a Boba Fett mask.
You have to take that picture down now.
Yeah, I guess I do. That's funny.
I didn't finish saying it, so no one would have known. But anyway, yeah, you had that thing over your face, and I was like, oh my God, his arms. A click. That's the very picture where I saw your chest and your arms. And you had a couple other pictures that, you know, showed your face and stuff. But I was just like, I want to meet this guy. He looks hot. So shallow as fuck. Click yes to meet you.
Well, everyone just looks at the pictures.
But I looked at your profile,
too. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just
and there was nothing there, so I'm like, well, whatever. Message this guy. And that I don't think I sent you a message. I think it notified you that I wanted to meet you, or I don't remember.
I don't even remember.
I don't remember
either. I was at work. I remember that.
Yeah, but we started talking that night.
Yeah.
And we talked for a while, went back and forth
before. Yeah, yeah.
And it was awesome.
We had quite the back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. But
and we had some mutual friends that we found out. Right away.
Yeah, which was great. I mean, it's Louisville, though.
Right.
Louisville's such a small town. And I'm not even from here, but I still, like, I've been here for 16 years, so I feel like I've got a good foot in. And I consider myself a Louisvillian more so than a Hoosier, for sure. Sorry, Dad. I don't know. I mean, what else? And not all my online things have been like that. Some start out decent. But ours started out pretty cool. And then we met and it was cool. But, I mean, what are some other experiences that you've had on there? It doesn't have to be POF. It could be anything. But, like, online, what have your experiences been like?
Not the best luck. By far. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's gotten pretty old. Everyone does it. It is an outlet to put yourself out there. It's kind of the way I look at it, along with, you know, meeting people, how people should regularly meet, face to face. But, I mean,
do you like anything about it?
If you're fishing for, my nightmare story, it would have been,
Oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but.
Oh, okay.
No, but you don't have to, but it's pretty fucking awesome.
Well, I'll just. Yeah, I guess I can just say that, one of the first, I guess it was the first off of that site as well, date I went on after I was divorced and back in the game, so to speak, which, you know, was an adjustment enough, turned out to be a man. So, yeah.
I totally
forgot.
Like,
hey, welcome to the dating world. Here's a tranny meeting you for drinks. But
I mean, I
yeah,
saw the
I got
pictures.
I got over she, it. I got pretty. I got a great story from it, and you know, my couple of friends got some real good laughs. But moving on, yeah. So, but other than that, no, it's it hadn't worked. You know, I've met some interesting people. I guess some cool people along the way, but yeah, no such luck.
Have you stayed friends with any of them?
Yeah, well, you.
Well,
and,
besides me.
Yeah, a handful of others. But it's almost like that pretend world. It's kind of, you know, hi, how are you? Interested, not interested, mm-hmm. Finish the drink, and might never see him again. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm less and less interested in it.
Yeah, I am too.
And at first, it was an addiction.
Yeah.
To see.
And I would agree.
Who's out
You're
there.
You're on it constantly.
Yeah. Check
constantly.
It.
Constantly.
Yeah. I had it on an app on my phone.
Yeah.
So I would just be
And
anywhere.
That's where they get you.
Yeah. And I took it off. It's not on my phone anymore. It's I think it's on my tablet. But I just don't pay attention to it. And if I do get a note, like if I get a notification, I don't care. Like I'll
right.
look at it when I feel like it.
Right.
I don't feel that need to instantly look because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be so disappointed by that.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, exactly.
It's going to be some older fat dude
yeah.
that I'm like, what makes him think he can contact me?
Right.
I'm hot. He's not.
And it's I can see it being a lot more intimidating and scary for women just because as soon as you get on there, what would you say you have? 20, 30 emails in a day?
Not anymore.
Okay.
But I'm like,
right away, I mean.
I'm like an old hag on there because I've been on there for 4 or 5 months, you know.
Gotcha, yeah.
They want the fresh meat.
Move on.
They're
yeah.
like, oh, she's been on there too long.
But yeah. So, but even in general, as far as online dating, it doesn't surprise me with women, but it's such a different animal because
yeah.
I don't want to say you put yourself at risk, but it's a weird situation to just not have any communication except for texting or
emails,
messaging.
Whatever, yeah.
yeah. And then you meet someone.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Well, but, you know, and I've had the same argument with people or discussion about the safety issues of it. Because a lot of women are like, I don't want to do it because, you know, he could be this or that or he could lie. And I'm just like, well, do you not think, you know, someone you meet in a bar could lie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same.
Yeah, you're right.
To me, it's the same. Okay, maybe it's not the same, but there's
you get
a similar
that impression and feeling when you're with or in front of someone. Like,
yeah,
oh, this guy's
true.
Bad news.
Well,
like maybe he sells drugs.
Oh God!
Out of a low-rided Taurus or whatever your story was.
I don't know what he drove.
He drove like a green race car or something.
No,
didn't
he drove a big truck.
I thought you had one that was something else. I don't know.
Well, that guy I met online, he was a trip. He was like. Online, all the stuff that made sense for me and that I like and connections in the art community and the restaurant community, which mean a lot, you know, because I love local everything, which you know.
Yeah, supporting local business. And can I say that the way you're conducting this podcast is terrific. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I just want to get back to the the topic of compliments and go ahead and throw you one. So,
thank you.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job, but continue, please.
Thank you. I will. Okay. Yeah, he, in a lot of ways, like we've had a good connection in a lot of ways. And, so when I met him, I was pretty excited thinking, oh, cool. This dude's going to be, you know, a lot of fun and we're going to have a lot of shit to talk about, yada, yada. Well, he was wasted. When I showed up to meet him, I went to the opera with one of my good girlfriends. When she doesn't have a date, she takes me, so I'm always pretty stoked about that because I get to go see the opera with her. So we went to see the opera, and I'm stoked also because the Louisville Orchestra is back with the opera, which makes it even more incredible. But I go meet this guy at Knock Bar, which is my little local hang out sometimes. I'm kind of like, I love Knock Bar. It's in my hood, but I don't know. I'm kind of starting to think I'm not going to meet my guy there. But anyway, back to the story. I meet this dude there, and I look really good because I had just been at the opera. I was all dressed up. I had this cute little dress on, short dress, boots, tights. I was looking cute. My hair is all down, curly, whatever. I was sober as a stick because I'd been driving around and, downtown.
Judge.
So I was very sober. So, and I'm not super judgy most of the time, but I walk in, definitely needed a cocktail. And I ordered my first cocktail for myself. And I usually when I go to Knock Bar, I get Old Forester and ginger ale. I love Old Foe. And it's $4. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, and they know it. They don't even have to ask me. They're just like the usual. Yes, please. So that's what happened. Walk in. I don't really, not too sure how tall this dude is really, because his profile said 5'10", which I think always means 5'9". And when I have heels on, I'm 5'10", maybe 5'11", depending on my heels.
Okay.
So I walk in, and I kind of see this dude that looks like him walk over, say, "Hey, what's up?" And the first thing he says, "Wow, you're tall." And I'm like, "Wow, you're not the height you said," which whatever. And then he starts talking a little bit, and I realize he's a little trashed. And that's fine. Cool. I'll just try to catch up. And his brother was actually with him. And I talked to his brother so much more than this dude. He got really quiet. And I don't know if he was intimidated because I'm tall or what. Mm-hmm. It was my short skirt. I don't know. But he ended up telling me a story about getting kicked out of Knock Bar.
Okay.
Who gets kicked out of Knock Bar?
I don't know.
Like, you have to do something pretty heinous to get kicked out of there. It's not like a dive or anything, but, you know, there's a lot of crazy-ass dudes hanging out there. Scooter guys, motorcycle guys, lots of hipsters. Army. Yeah. So he's like, "Yeah, I got kicked out of Knock Bar one time." I'm like, "Why are you telling me this story?" is what I was thinking. Like, this is not going to impress me, but okay. And apparently there was some wedding there that was a lesbian wedding, and they had rainbow cupcakes, and he grabbed some cupcakes and threw them up into the fan, and they got, like, chopped up in a million pieces and flew over everyone in the crowd. And
guy sounds like a good time.
Screwed up this wedding, you know?
Yeah.
What a dick. And right. So Knock Bar dudes, and the people that own Knock Bar, great people, so friendly, so nice, and they kicked his ass out for cupcakes. So he tells me that story, and I'm like, "Oh, this dude's a loser."
Yeah.
Then he breaks out that he's used to having a lot of money. He's like, "You know, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, but I'm used to having a lot of money. I make a lot of money." And I'm like, "Ugh." I mean, I was done after the cupcake thing, but now it's like he's telling me he's got a lot of money. I mean, I'm just totally not interested anymore.
Right.
But then he says, it's because when he was in high school, he was a drug dealer. And that's when he started making money. And he became accustomed to making money. And he's just made money his whole life.
Selling drugs.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
Oh.
But that's how he got started.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what the story was.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. So, I've never left a full drink at a bar before.
Until that night.
Until that night. Because he ordered me a drink. And he didn't order it correctly. I don't know what he ordered me, but it sucked. And it was full. It was big. It was like a tall, tall drink. And I said, "Can you excuse me? I'll be right back." And I went to the bathroom and was just like, "Oh my God, I got to get out of here." And so I figured out a little quick little story and went back out there and said I had to go and canceled my date. We were supposed to go on a date the next night. And I canceled the date and just told him I wasn't feeling it.
All right.
Basically. But he drove a truck. He didn't drive a, whatever you said, a green low rider.
Sorry. Got my stories mixed up.
Low riders. Does anyone have low riders anymore?
No.
I mean, when I think of like low riders, it just makes me think of, you know, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yes. High school.
Yeah, high school.
Yeah.
My boyfriend in high school at that time, when I was listening to Snoop, he had a Pontiac Grand Am. It might have been lowered just a little,
mm-hmm,
with purple neon on the license plate.
Ah.
And I think it said something about Bone Thug.
On his plate?
Yeah, something about Bone.
He got a personalized plate?
It was airbrushed on the front.
Oh, okay, okay. I got you.
Something about boning.
Doesn't make it a lot better, but yeah.
Something about boning and thugging. And he thought he was Vanilla Ice.
Nice.
He shaved his eyebrows just.
Wow.
Just so. Yeah. I never dated the dude.
How long did you date him for?
Probably 3 months, which is a long time, you know, when you're 16 or 17.
Wow.
I guess I was 17. He was really cute and he worked in the record shop. And I was obsessed with music, so I was like, this is an in to free music. And he was cute. And he was different from all the rednecks I went to high school with, so of course I loved him.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the Vanilla Ice thing, it got kind of weird.
I bet.
After a while. But he introduced me to Snoop and Dr. Dre and Ren and Stimpy.
Ugh.
You didn't like Ren and Stimpy?
No, not a big
fan. Stimpy, you idiot.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah.
but not for everyone, I guess. But you're younger than me, so you're...
Not by much.
Well,
a year.
1 year.
Yeah.
So I guess we were like listening to the same shit kind of, or yeah, the same stuff was going out. But you're kind of ghetto.
Okay.
I mean, you like... You kind of...
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. It. Yeah, there's a time and a place for everything, and that's definitely one of the things I listen to, yeah.
I mean, I guess, okay, you're not ghetto.
No, that's fine. I'll take it.
But you,
which, by the way, Lil Wayne, Critical Condition?
I saw that.
Or is Weezy?
Well.
What's he going by? I don't know.
I don't know. I read today, though, that he said he's fine.
So he's good? Okay.
Yeah, I read today he's fine. But
thoughts and prayers.
Lil Wayne. Oh, man. How old is he?
Too much scissor. I don't know. Hell, he's 30? I don't know. I have no clue.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. He was only like, he was young when he got a record deal or whatever. I have no idea.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, so what?
But I enjoy.
You like rap?
All types of music. Yeah.
I know
but
you
But no,
do.
I, you know, everything. But yeah.
But the rap is
sure,
really.
The more offensive, the better. Yeah.
Yeah. Which cracks me up.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
I have you no love idea.
That? Like, where'd that come from?
High school.
What was the first one you listened to that you were like, dude, I love this?
Rap music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea. Let me think.
I mean, there had to be something that, you know, you heard it and it clicked with you like, oh my God, I need to have this. I need more of this.
Yeah. Maybe NWA back in grade school.
Oh man, yeah, they were filthy.
Yeah. But yeah, but no, it's, I mean, it doesn't, it's not everything I listen to.
I know it's not, but it's funny to me when I look at you, I don't think
you don't
guy,
see that. Yeah.
No, I don't think that guy listens to rap, dirty rap.
I'm well-rounded. That's what we like to call that.
Well, I think you're just surprising all the time.
Okay.
You surprise me because you're, I mean, I've said so many times that you're a dichotomy. I just think you are, you just have all these different. You're so particular, but pretty easygoing, but then grumpy.
Yeah, I guess I
grumpy.
Am that way, aren't I?
You can be super irritable, but like very friendly and very funny. So yeah, I think I find you very interesting.
Well, thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Good,
I think.
Thank you.
It's better than me saying that you're boring and.
No, yeah, but you've turned me on to a lot of good music. You have a very good ear for it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like a slacker these days, though. I used to be on it.
Yeah, you were throwing stuff out left and right, and then, yeah, it's slowed down, but no.
Mm. Slowed down, shit.
Yeah, much like your blog.
Ah, I know.
So many people looked forward to reading every day, and then, yeah.
I know.
But on to bigger and better.
Especially you.
You got this going on, and, yeah, new job. Exciting things happening for you.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
And I feel so much better. I mean, compared to, I guess I just started my new job this week, but Monday, and I was off work for a week. So like 3 weeks ago, I was so depressed. I mean, I just didn't like my job and I don't know. I was writing a lot more, I think, but I think it's because that's all I had to do to feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And now I've got this new job that I've wanted forever, and I mean, it's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Sorry.
And we were talking about my blog.
All that out, 'cause I'm
well,
a dick.
You are a dick, but no, you're not a dick. You're a shithead. Like when I talk about you, and I think he is such a shithead, and I say it with such love.
Wow.
He is a shitter.
He beat me up a lot.
It's how I show affection.
Yeah.
I mean. You know you.
I'm fine with it. No,
you
I'm
know
fine with
that
it.
You
yeah.
can be a shithead, right?
Yeah, I'm well aware. Yeah, yes.
But it doesn't bother me. But yeah, I did kind of slow down on writing my blogs.
Yeah,
my entries because I honestly I'm not dating right
yeah.
now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And
she got a lot going on.
And I have a lot going on, but I don't know. And you know to talk about the giving compliments, you know, I've had guys like overdo it. sometimes too, and it just loses its, you know, authenticity. Where it's
how
just,
so for all know, those of us who need to improve and bone up in the compliment department, how could we overdo it but also get criticized for not ever doing it? Where's the line?
Well, you know, it's like some guys, I'm trying to think of the guy that did it, and I'm not going to really mention him because he goes crazy when I, you know, pick on him. But there was a guy that, you know, would compliment me just constantly, like while I'm talking, or, you know, he'd shoot me a message or a text, and it would be like, you know, 3 or 4 texts worth of shit about, you know, oh, I was thinking about you here and I thought you might like this. And it just like over, and we hadn't known each other very long. So like a week. So I'm like, does he really know me? And some of the stuff it's, obviously.
So that's kind of weird. But what if you'd been dating for a year?
I mean, I don't know. I think it would just depend. You know, like for me, one of the guys that I dated for a few months and I really liked a lot, you know, he would interrupt me while I was talking to tell me something, like, you know, he couldn't stop staring at my lips.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't know what it was, but it just kind of bothered me because it felt like,
okay.
All I can say is I think if I'm not into someone, that's when that shit bothers me.
Okay. Have you had a relationship where you got just the right amount, or you were very happy with the compliments? You have?
Yeah.
Do you have examples for that?
I mean, he was, he never would interrupt me or anything, but it would be, you know, anytime I would get ready and, you know, we're going on a date or going to do something, you know, he was always really good about noticing if it was new, or, you know, he would say he had like favorite things that I would wear. So one of the things I loved was when I was getting ready, he'd be like, oh, will you please wear those jeans because you look so good in them, or will you please wear that sundress that has the little strappy, you know, straps, or like he would just know outfits that he liked that would turn him on when I would wear them, and I would be like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna wear that because chances are we're gonna have sex later if I wear this.
Gotcha. So that wasn't controlling at all.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it didn't
feel that way.
No, I'm kidding. No, that was coming from a good place. I'm sure he was a great guy.
He was a great guy.
No, I know.
I liked it because it made me feel sexy.
Yes.
From the beginning of the night, because he's like, I want you to wear this because you look fucking hot in it. Yeah. And he liked it.
Yeah. So you felt good about you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, don't you like to get compliments?
Sure. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Actually, no. I don't. No. I get very uneasy anytime, any type of spotlight.
Yeah, you do.
Whether it be, you know, public, whatever.
Yeah.
Or, even compliments, I just don't take to them well at all. They make my skin crawl.
I know. You'll say, so when I give you compliments, I give you lots of compliments because I think very highly of you. So I'll give you compliments, and it's funny what you do.
Really?
I don't even know if you noticed.
Do I have a tell?
You,
or whatever?
Like, I would, no. But I would say something like, I don't know, I really like your hair, or I really like the way you look, or I really like...
Funny story.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
I do love your hair.
No.
Anyway, he has great hair. But you will say, that is very nice of you. You say that a lot. Like if I compliment you, you'll say, that is very nice of you, or you don't have to say that, or...
Yeah.
You'll say...
I guess because it kind of registers, and then I receive it as a compliment.
Yeah.
It's
almost like you're saying, you know, you don't have to say that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just did.
I know.
Let it happen.
Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable.
What's up with
that? But that's fine. Keep doing it. No, you're doing the right thing. I'm just screwed up. Yeah.
You're not screwed up.
No. You know what I mean.
And I will keep doing it. Let's see. What do you think? Why do you think that makes you uncomfortable?
Oh, I don't know. But I think guys in general, yeah. I mean, anyone, not even guys, people, you know, thrive, or it's feedback, you know, it's you're doing something positive. So everyone loves to hear it, you know, the more compliments or, you know, information or whatever you could give somebody, the better. Especially opening those lines of communication in a relationship.
Yeah, communication's good.
Tends to be a pretty big problem. So
communication is huge.
Sure, absolutely.
And it is a problem because I love to communicate. And I've been told a lot.
Yeah, you're a social butterfly. No, it's great.
Oh, no. I mean, I've been told that I over-communicate.
Oh, with your partner?
Yeah, like
or just in general?
Yes, like if I'm dating someone and I have something on my mind.
Rebecca through the world.
I don't like the word spread.
You know
Thank
what I'm
you.
Saying.
Spread Rebecca.
You did that, not me.
Anyway, I just got all kinds of visuals just now. I was like, I did spread, but
yeah.
Not for the world. Anyway, but now I'm all fucked up thinking about sex.
No, communication.
Right. So
positive.
What I was going to say is people, guys that I've dated have told me that I want to talk about things too much that they don't want to talk about. So I like want to push.
Like what?
Not push buttons, but like. I want to talk about...
You have to be definitely understanding of how the next person communicates. So,
yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to do that when you're in the moment.
Yes.
And then if you're, you know, angry or upset or frustrated or sad, anything that's like a high level of emotion, it's hard to pull yourself out of that moment and hear your partner. It's like for... Like some arguments I've been in, it's like I just want my point...
Heard.
Because
I've got to get it out.
And understood.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, with some of my relationships that I was just so frustrated that we couldn't make it work because we had such good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the arguments were so bad and that we were just so damaging and we would blow up at each other. And it would just be like, I felt like he wasn't hearing what I was saying, so I would repeat it.
So you had to reinforce it.
And I would find all these creative ways to say the same shit, and he's like, I've
seen a lot of women do that.
It's and not
it's almost,
good.
Yeah. It seems, yeah. You end up talking in circles,
yeah.
And really nothing gets done. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing would get done, and it would reach a point of such a frustrating level that, you know,
no one's winning at that point.
No.
Yeah. Or not winning, and that's not the correct term, but nothing's right. getting accomplished, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I've tried really hard. Like, that's been, you know, 2 years ago, I guess. And I've tried really hard to, like, notice some of my behavior and not be that way. And I've been pretty good. I mean, when I have arguments, even though I'm very stubborn, I feel like I'm very rational. And I will say my point, and then I will try to just shut up. You know, like, say it.
Yeah.
And then be done. And not... And
I get as well, like, you know, you feel like you have to get your point out or you might lose the moment or train right. of thought. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always had a hard time stepping away and cooling off because I always want it to be done, like, not done, but solved before you go to sleep kind of thing.
Sure.
And not everybody can do that.
No.
Not everybody wants to do that. I don't know. Like, I have a hard time falling asleep next to someone mad. Yeah. At them, and some people just can fall right to sleep yeah. and they're just like,
and
let's
not
talk
supposed
about
to
it.
Go to bed angry, right? And you know, that's the old
right.
saying. Yeah, so
that's when an extra bedroom comes in handy because you're like, you know what, I'm gonna sleep in the other room tonight.
Yeah,
because I could never sleep next to someone after an argument and especially if there was no resolution.
Right.
It's very hard to just lay there and be like, all right, I'm just going to go to sleep now and wake up and then fight again. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, communication is huge. And, you know, I'm definitely a talker. I want to talk about everything. I want to talk about feelings and emotions and stuff I think about. And not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody wants to talk about how they feel. And that's okay. But, you know, I don't want to be... in trouble either because I want to.
Right.
Like, I think for me, it just helps to get stuff out in the open. And other people, you know, they don't want their shit out in the open or they're not ready to talk about things or maybe they don't know. But I always feel like everybody knows how they feel, but they just don't want to say it because it might hurt my feelings. Or
maybe they can't.
Maybe they can't.
Verbalize, however, I don't know.
I mean, you're not, you The thing I've noticed about
I wouldn't.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if terms of maybe in a fight and so many emotions are, you know, boiling over and it's, you know, we'll explain it and it's like, God damn it, I can't right now. So, but yeah.
I mean, what's your arguing style? I mean, we haven't had an argument, so I don't know.
No, we haven't.
I can't believe it.
We get along great.
Do.
Yeah, good question, because I haven't had one in a long time, so.
That's good.
Just don't, I don't know, I guess it depends on who I'm arguing with, you know?
Yeah.
I can only go off of past stuff, and I didn't like to be cornered, and that sounds wrong or bad, like I did something wrong, and.
Yeah, well.
But, I don't know.
So if you feel attacked by someone.
Good way to put that.
Then you know, it's kind of like the, I always think of it like, because I've been told that I've cornered people before.
Okay.
And it gives them no choice but to say something ugly.
And I did a lot of that in my past.
You know, if you corner an animal.
I'm going to say whatever I need to say at this point to hurt you and get myself out of this situation.
Yeah, to survive that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever been cornered, but man, after they say something ugly and dirty, I'm going to say something ugly and dirty. And then it just goes bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. And that's the
moment. It does, yeah.
That's the shit you just can't get back. Like, after a fight sometimes like that, it's so hard to get back to where you were. I mean, I don't know if you ever can. You know, to anything.
I think you can. Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, if you say you can't, then we're all doomed for any type of relationship whatsoever. Because you have to fight. It's healthy. And not fight, but you have to talk, communicate, argue. No one sees anything. And if you hold grudges as far as that, yeah.
Holding grudges.
You're
interesting choice of words.
Screwed after two or three. Why is that?
Do you hold grudges?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I find myself doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work on that.
Yeah, I should. I should. How do you do that? How do you work on that?
I guess going through why you're holding a grudge.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, with whoever you feel comfortable talking about it with. But, you know, talking about why you have that grudge and, I mean, what's it really about?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I've held grudges before, but.
They're not healthy, are they?
It makes me feel horrible having a grudge. And it's almost like exhausting having the hate in your body or something. Mine wasn't a relationship. It was actually a business thing. But, you know, just seeing that person around town, and I always would, I would just feel this negative vibe, you know, running through me. And it would ruin my night. And that sucks. So it's like I hold this grudge against this person, and then it totally doesn't do anything for me at all except, you know, ruin my night.
Right.
And I think, you know, you having your grudge that you have, mm-hmm. you know, ruins some things for you, for sure.
Yeah, I could see that. Sure.
But, I mean, you'll process it in the time, whatever. It's good for you. It'll happen. Maybe we'll just keep doing. We'll keep doing podcasts until it's gone.
Fair enough.
Or you'll have your own podcast.
Yeah, I see that happening.
Called How to Hate the Hate.
Hate.
But I don't know. I mean, it's funny that the whole hate thing comes out with you because you're not so.
You're so not hateful.
Is what I was want to say. Is you're so not hateful. And all these good things, but yeah, you have this little twinge of a hatefulness. It's just fun. It cracks my shit up.
Yeah, I do have that.
It makes me laugh.
It's honesty.
You are extremely honest.
Yeah, and everyone should be, and they should be okay with that. You know, if you feel something, you don't have to voice it out. You know.
I mean, you know, not everyone has to
put it on a billboard, but the people you feel comfortable with, you should be able to say,
You should. You're right.
This, and this.
But they don't have to like what you're saying.
No, they don't at all. And you don't like half the stuff I ever say.
Well,
but you accept it and accept me. And
I do.
Get a chuckle out of it because I'm an idiot. And then we move on to the next thing that I can bash.
You love bashing my shit.
Not yours, no.
Well.
Stop. Just hipsters.
But which no. I happen to be like a quarter hip. I'm like a quarter hipster.
Queen hipster. But no. And I tease because that's how I show affection, which you, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no. It's the yin and yang. You're there to balance me out and you laugh at it, like I say.
I try to keep you, keep it real, keep your ego in check.
I would. Do I need to have my ego kept in check?
I don't know, maybe.
Why?
Sometimes.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
This stems back to your prom dress ego issues.
It could be.
Your father.
It could be.
I don't need to have my ego kept in check. Really?
I don't know.
You say that upsets me.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I forgot to mention how emotional Jockey Jock is right now. He almost didn't want to do this podcast because he's a little emotional right now. And I was like, oh, perfect.
No.
Let's plug in the
here.
Mic.
No. He's just not up to... Yeah.
Did you just talk about yourself in third person?
Well, I thought it would be funny. Yeah, this is a stretch for me for sure. So I didn't think I'd be up for it. But it's been fun. I'm having a good time with
You're good at it.
That's a nice compliment. Thank you.
Well, I think it's because...
Received and processed. Appreciated.
I think it's because we just kind of hang out and talk like this all the time.
Yeah,
so
we do. We have a good open lines of communication for sure.
Yeah, and right before we plugged in the mics, we were having an awesome conversation. That would have been great for the
No,
podcast.
I don't think we were. We were
well,
having...
Well, I mean, it
we
was interesting.
We were having a hell of a conversation.
It was interesting.
It was interesting.
I was thinking, man, I wish the mics were in.
I know. You've turned into such a podcast blog whore as far as that goes. Yeah.
It's true.
It's hilarious.
I listened
to... I wish I could get this on tape. I wish this would happen.
I know.
Like,
I'm going
to... Oh, easy. Some people want some things kept quiet.
Well, that's probably why people don't ask me to hang out anymore.
No. So are you enjoying this? Because it was right around the time I met you when you started blogging.
Yeah.
And that took on a life of its own. So are you enjoying this? Because I know you've gotten some backlash as far as people saying you'll never find a healthy relationship. Or, you know,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe had issues with what you were doing. So do you find this to be extremely positive, or do you have any type of issue with it maybe? Or
I have had people that know me and people that don't know me have reached out to me in, you know, messages, emails, texts, whatever, and said, you know, I think that some of your content that you write about is going to chase possible suitors away.
Yeah.
And that bothers me.
I would say that you don't need to be with them in the first place.
Initially, when I get these messages, it gets in my brain a little, and I'm like, you know, shit. Maybe I need to chill out on some of my subject matter, some of the tone that I have, or writing about you so often. You know, I write about you an awful lot, and maybe I shouldn't do that. And then I'll you know, after just thinking that way, I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit, because
fuck that noise.
This is the whole point of this is for me to be myself and be in the moment and talk about the shit that's real and that's happening. And, you know, if these dudes or girls, whatever, can't handle it and don't like it, fine. Tell me you don't like it, but it doesn't mean I should be any different than I am.
I think it's great. I think I couldn't be happier for you. I hope
you
stick with it, and I hope it turns into, you know, whatever her name was on Sex and the City, you know.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, I hope it can turn into, the next Carrie Bradshaw and on iTunes and become famous with it. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
I think you do a great job with it.
Thanks. I think, you know, I've had, you know, 60 to 70% of my comments are very, very positive.
Good.
So I feel like people want to hear about this. They want to hear what's going on in the 30-something world. And, you know, me being single and never married, it's an interesting subject matter because of where we live in the Midwest. I'm a little weird, you know, compared to other
Do you
women.
Think that?
I don't think I'm...
Not you, but with what you just said, because I've thought about that as well. What, Midwest, do you find yourself a little out of place?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
Totally. Right. I mean, even my doctors, you know, like, give me a hard time about, you know, oh, are you going to thinking about having kids? You need to get on the stick. And I'm like, literally get on the stick. And thanks, doc. I don't need to be reminded. Yeah, I mean, even doctors treat me differently because I'm single and, you know, and it's a weird little pressure from everybody, you know, and they're like, oh, you're still single? And they give you that look and kind of the sad, feel sorry for you. And I'm like, whatever, I'm single. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm not married. I'm not unhappily married. I'm not in an unhappy relationship. I'm single and, you know, I'm fine with it. And I go out with people when I want to, and I sleep with whoever I want to right now, and I'm cool with that. Do I want to have a relationship? Yes. Am I sad because I don't? No. But it's taken a while to be okay with being single, you know, because for the longest time I just hated it. Hated being single.
Yeah.
Constantly wanted to be, like, dating, and probably put a lot of pressure on dudes to be in a relationship with me.
Really? That's happened? Weird.
Yes. I may have done that to you. I'm sorry. But you're one of the only people that ever, like, told me that that's why. You know, like, when things kind of fell apart or whatever you want to say with us, I mean, you were like, well, you know, I feel a lot of pressure from you to be in a relationship, and I just don't think I want that. And I haven't had guys say that.
Yeah, there was just, yeah. And to no fault to you, but yeah, there was just a, you know, put a label on it really quick.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, it's hard maybe not to, as far as coming from your side, from all the examples you just.
Yeah.
I get it. So.
Yeah, but it was, I just needed to hear it because no one had ever said that. Most guys are just like, you know, oh, I'm just not a good guy for you, or I've heard it's not you, it's me, and I've heard, you know, I've heard a lot of I don't knows. This, you know,
yeah.
Like if I say,
I've given
well,
a lot of I don't knows, yeah.
If I say, you know, are we dating, or do you want to date me, or how do you feel about me? I get a lot of the I don't know, and
so where do you go from there? Do you stick around just to pass time? Do you cut ties? You know, yeah.
Yeah, I usually split.
Yeah, me too.
Because if someone doesn't know, then that's my answer.
Yeah.
Especially if I know, if I'm into them. Although, for some reason, we stayed friends, and none of the other people I've really stayed friends with like this. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's like an addiction to your honesty or something.
That's quite the compliment there. Thank you.
I don't know what it is.
That was nice, I guess.
Plus, you're kind of hot. There's the shallow side of me, too, that's just, like, super attracted to you. So I'm like, yeah, I want to hang out with him. Because we get along like best friends or, like, buddies.
Right.
And can say whatever. And then there's this attraction that's there.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. So I haven't had one of you before. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't either, to be honest with you. So
I'm fascinated by you. I say that all the time.
You keep saying that. It's going to be such a letdown for anyone who meets me.
Well, no one else has to be fascinated with you. I just am.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, yeah, no, I haven't. And haven't had many, you know, girlfriends in the sense of, you know, women in the past.
Right.
So, fairly new to me as well, yeah.
It's good for you.
I think it is, yeah.
I love saying things are good for you.
Yeah. Because I never had any in the past. And if I did, we dated and that didn't work. So you'd split or they'd split or.
Right.
It was just an intent to try and have sex with them and.
Right.
You move on from that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I mean, if we never had sex again, I think we would still be friends. I don't think it's about sex with us. It's a nice part of us.
Yeah, I'd be upset if, yeah, we weren't. So, yeah.
You'd be upset if we weren't friends?
Yeah, if we weren't. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would too. But things are good now. So, unless we get into some kind of relationship with other people and they get jealous, especially if people read my goddamn blog, and I've already had that happen where dudes are like, well, who's Jockey Jock? I don't want to meet him.
You couldn't have come up with a better name for me,
dude. You are such a jock. It just came out one day in my writing and it stuck.
Yeah, well, you know,
I mean, I have,
I
you
like your writing, but god damn, that's a fucking it's a horrible name.
What
it's,
name would you pick?
I got, you know, I don't know, I have no idea, but because I'm not the jock, like, I know jocks, I went to,
you are,
you know,
a jock.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but just not, I don't know.
I mean, I've called you caveman before.
I like that better than Jockey Jock.
Too bad.
Jockey Jock. It's just,
I can't change it now.
I've no. It's just, yeah, but it's fucking horrible.
Well, I mean,
it's fine. It's your world. That's fine.
I've probably written, I mean, I haven't counted, but you have probably made 25 of my blogs.
Oh, really?
You have been in at least 25 of my
blogs.
I
keep up with them, but there's always, you know, sometimes I'll ask, sometimes I won't, and I'll say, man,
that's awesome too.
Yeah, you know, I just like reading it and figuring, ah, maybe someone else, or, you know, that is similar to a situation we had, but
I love it when
whatever.
You text me and you're like, is this about me?
Well, sometimes you fucking trashed me a couple times, and
I did.
Yeah.
I was pissed a couple times.
No, it's
not
fine.
Pissed, but upset.
Like I said, it's your thing, but yeah. Wanted to make sure.
Is this about me? And you said, and you would read it to me too. You'd be like,
well, and I think I'd probably, I would cower and not ask if I knew. Yeah, and it was a trashing, but I think I might have asked if it was like, you know, something nice, and you were complimenting me, and it's like, oh, that was nice. I wonder if it is me, I'll ask. So that was probably the case. That would happen. But no, if I knew and you were destroying me, I was like, well, she's venting and she's upset and.
Yeah.
No biggie.
I think there was only one blog that I wrote that I think bothered you more than any of the other blogs.
Which one?
I was in Nashville at the time, I think, and we hadn't talked much. Like, I was traveling for work, and you had texted me a couple pictures, and we were in that weird little place where we had stopped dating, but we were friends, and I just couldn't decide if I could be friends with you or not because I still really wanted to date you. So there was that weird time where you were in the friend mode, you know, of being friends, and I just wasn't there yet. I still really, you know, missed you and wanted to talk to you all the time. And so anytime you communicate with me, it was this hope in my brain,
okay.
You know, that
maybe
you still want to date me. But you had sent me a couple pictures and I didn't respond because I just wasn't sure what to do with you at that time, and you you text me and you were like, are we still friends?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, we're friends, but I'm traveling.
Did I do something wrong?
Yeah. And I gave you, it wasn't a line or anything, but I just kind of kicked it back and said, you know, I've been busy, I'm working, but honestly it was because I wasn't sure.
I remember
what to do, and I think we chatted a little bit about that later. But then I wrote a blog about, I think, feeling confused or something. And I don't know. I can't exactly remember the words and the phrases that I used, but you didn't talk to me for a day or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, just you wouldn't respond. And so finally, you know, I got back in town and, you know, I sent you a message or something and I'm like, what's up with you? And you were like, you know, your blog, you just kind of really were hard on me in your blog.
I'd have to revisit that. But yeah, no, I remember saying that, but I don't remember exactly what it was about.
Yeah. But, you know, and I've had other guys that I've written about that, you know, like, I barely went out with them two times or a week's worth, and I would maybe write two sentences about them and they would lose it. And I would just think, you know, dude, Jockey Jack's so cool because he never gets mad about all the shit. Sucks. JJ, I could call you JJ.
No, it doesn't bother me because it's, you know, it's your thing, and I think it's pretty cool, whatever you're writing about. I enjoy reading your writing, so.
Thanks, dude. Sometimes you'll send me a reminder. Hey, are you going to write a blog today because I need something to read?
Yeah, I gave up. you know, I wanted to keep you on schedule, but once everything took off, I looked forward to it. At the end of the night, I'd throw it on my phone or iPad. And.
Do you think it's because it might be about you?
No. I like whatever it is you're going to have to say. I think it's cool.
Cool.
Absolutely.
I always wondered if you were like.
No, I'm hoping it's never about me. My fingers are crossed every time I'm logging on, and then it's telling me 404 error, and then I have to dial something.
It doesn't
else.
Do that anymore.
Oh, okay, cool.
I fixed that.
All right, cool. But I think it's cool. No, I just it's that you're doing it in general. I think it's cool. So
thanks. I always wondered if. But I mean, I write nice things about you too.
No, I'm not. I got really nice for a while. Yeah.
And then I'm like, I need to cut this out.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to date me if I keep singing songs about you. He's so great.
Spread my praise. Yeah.
You like the word spread tonight.
What
oh,
I do.
Fuck?
Don't. Is that my second time using it?
You must be horny.
Quick to pick up on it.
Horny.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap this up.
We're done.
You did such a good job. I know you weren't 100%. I know, right? This is why I could talk for like 2 hours on these things. I always have to shut it down. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to Crushing on Lou and listening to my podcast, reading my blogs. You can go to read my blog at www.crushingonlou.com. I've got a Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/crushingonlou. My name is Rebecca Simpson, and you can listen to this podcast. You can go to my website, and there's a podcast link under my podcast. It'll take you right to the site. But you can also go to louisville.am. There's actually a lot of really good podcasts. It's choose from on there about several different topics, politics and entrepreneurs, and then my blog about dating. And if anyone has any comments or topic suggestions, shoot me a message on Facebook, and I have a Gmail, which is crushingonlou@gmail.com. Shoot me a message, and I'll talk about whatever and read your email, and be happy to have your comment on the show. And thanks for listening. Have a good night.